Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The BBC's Director General Tim Davie has quit after a week of intense pressure over allegations of bias in its programming. The organisation's Chief Executive of News, Deborah Turness, also quit on Sunday as she and Mr Davie admitted that mistakes had been made. The BBC faced wide-reaching criticisms for a panorama documentary which had edited a speech from US President Donald Trump during the January the 6th Capitol riots. Have a listen to the edit and then the actuality.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol and I'll be there with you and we fight. We fight like hell. We're going to walk down to the Capitol and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
Now, to get the latest on the fallout at the BBC, I'm joined on the line by Enda Brady, international TV news anchor with TRT World. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again.
Now, the funny thing about this is they were bold. They edited something to say something it did not, even though the thrust of what Trump was up to was quite evident on the day.
Yes, but they were wrong, absolutely wrong journalistically in what they have done there. And remember, this happened a year ago, so they've known about this for a year. There was no apology at the time. I mean, we heard the former Prime Minister there, Gordon Brown, saying that this should have been dealt with and apologised for 12 months ago. What has happened in the past week is there was an internal review, an external auditor brought in to look at their coverage and their standards. And this was flagged up. This was flagged up as really, really bad. Nobody in the BBC moved quick enough. And somehow that internal report got leaked to the Telegraph newspaper. And it has been a steady drip, drip all week of negative coverage, resulting in two big bosses falling on their swords last night.
Now, can we talk about the genesis of this whole thing? The Panorama programme, I suppose most people would think it's made by the BBC. This one wasn't.
Look, there's always production companies involved, and I think that then adds another layer between management and what's actually going on. So it's standard practice across the industry. But I think the problem they've had this week is that layers of management and middle management and bureaucracy and meetings and the whole structure of the BBC as an organisation, they dither. They take so long to make a decision. And it's cost people their jobs this week. But Tim Davie, this is not the first controversy he's been involved with overseeing, and even in the past 12 months.
You know, he was known colloquially as Teflon Tim. A bit like Teflon Trump, nothing sticks to him. But he had to weather various storms in the BBC, and thus far he had done well to weather them, but this is the final straw.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to the Glastonbury Festival coverage in, what was that, July, when you had the rap artist, the punk duo, as they're called, Bob Villain, on stage chanting death, death to the IDF, and that caught on. And then that was still up on their live feed several hours later. And it turns out, where was Tim Davie? He was actually in Glastonbury. And, you know, he would have had a small army of people telling him, this has gone out on air. This is a big problem. We're now getting...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Looks from Israel and from the Jewish community about what is going on here. That was just one incident. And I mean, even the other day, they censured one of their own newsreaders, Maxine Croxall, on the BBC News, where she had corrected a line she was reading out about advice to people during the heat wave. And the script had been written by a producer. It said pregnant people. And she read out pregnant people, rolled her eyes and said, women. 20 people complained, and those complaints were upheld this week. So they've had it from all angles. And Davey, you're right, Teflon Tim, as they call him, well, he's now sitting at home today, not doing very much.
Now, talk to me about that newsreader who was sanctioned. I mean, what were the complaints? Were they about her being sanctioned, or were they about what she said?
The complaints were mostly from the trans community. There were 20 complaints in total, and I understand there were some from actually BBC colleagues. So the way it works, you know the drill with TV, Pat, there's the auto cue in front of you, and fairly smart people can kind of edit or ad lib as they're going through the auto cue. She clearly saw the phrase pregnant people, and she clearly thought that, well, people don't get pregnant, women get pregnant. So she rolled her eyes, corrected it, and said, women. And this was enough to ignite a volley of complaints against her. 20 in total went in, and the BBC editorial board looked at them and they decided that they should be upheld. So she got in trouble for that this week. It's just been one thing after another this week. And, I, you know, the size of the organisation, I think that is the problem. I mean, I worked 17 years at Sky News, and the way, the speed Sky operate, they are at Usain Bolt pace compared to the BBC, and with much fewer resources as well.
Now, the future of the CEO of News particularly, I mean, a woman with a glittering past. I mean, she worked for NBC News. She was the head of ITN. I mean, this is a big head to roll, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Deborah Turness. So people may not know the name, but in the industry here, and again, you know, this is a media bubble story. She's a big fish. Very, very smart woman. Anyone who's ever worked with her will tell you that she is an intelligent, driven woman. And there are rumours going around that she went into that BBC board meeting on Thursday trying to speed up the apology and defend the Panorama position. And the phrase I've heard used today is that she got ripped apart. So it's clear there are factions inside the BBC. I think it's equally clear that someone was leaking stuff to the Telegraph, that internal report made its way to a right-wing newspaper. So they're fighting like rats in a sack, and it's not a good look. And of course, you know, it's taxpayer-funded as well. So it's not the end of the story. I would imagine this will rumble on into Parliament this week.
Now, of course, she will, I think, rise again, because she is a woman of considerable experience and talent. So this will be seen as maybe a slight stain on her career, but not a major one, particularly if she can say, listen, I went in and told the guys in the suits, look, get the apology out now. Do it now.
You're still there, Pat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still there. No, I think, look, I think what will happen, I think she will be snapped up very, very quickly. She won't be resting on her laurels, Deborah Turness, very, very long, because, as I say, an industry leader and a very smart woman. And I think anyone who knows the industry will think she is a victim of BBC dithering and an old boys club who just felt that they could sit back and just, you know, this would roll. However, picking a fight with the President of the United States is never a good idea at the best of times. And when it's Donald Trump, watch out.
OK, and what about Tim Davey? Is he now a beaten docket? Is that the end for him?
Look, I would imagine he is not struggling for a bob or two. He's done that job for, what, 4 or 5 years, and he will probably take a beat, take a rest, and come back again. I think he's too young to retire, but this will not be a great chapter. You know, he will not want to end his career with this.
And did he oversee the departure of Gary Lineker as well?
Yeah, he was part of all of that. So it's been relentless. You know, you've got Gary Lineker using social media, which for his personal political beliefs, which BBC staff are not meant to be doing. Then you've got the Bob Villain situation at Glastonbury. The BBC has been criticised by both the Jewish community and the Muslim community over its coverage of the war in Gaza. So it's been one thing after another. But I think the Trump situation was just too much. And I would imagine, I'd love to know the conversations that have gone on between Trump's people and number 10 Downing Street, because it's clear to me that pressure was implemented there.
Enda Brady, International TV News anchor with TRT World. Enda, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.